So let's just finish up with your patient because I want to get into new agents, new directions, and maybe, you know, the beginning of moving out the survival curve with triple negative disease that you were talking about earlier. Let's just finish out, though, with this lady who got the standard arm of paclitaxel followed by AC. How did she actually do? Did she do the cooling cap? Do most of your patients do the cooling cap?
Many do, but I have to say patients who are receiving AC,
we
don't. And also remember that if you get weekly paclitaxel plus AC, that's actually 16 different chemotherapy infusions, and it's a lot of time to spend. You know, it's an extra hour and a half after paclitaxel and 2 hours after AC. We actually have there's a new cap design for one of the automated cooling systems that actually individually can be shaped to the head. And I'm very hopeful that this is going to work even better with AC because now the success rate is maybe 30%. So with this new cap, maybe we'll see better responses. So she chose not to use the cooling cap in part because of the fact that insurance doesn't cover it. And secondly, because she was interested in continuing to work and continue with her training program and not take the extra time with the scalp cooling. She actually, you know, it's interesting. So she started with paclitaxel. She was really, really worried about neuropathy because, you know, felt that it would really affect her work. And after 2-3 weeks, she actually had quite a bit of tingling in her fingertips and toes. So one of the things I did, which is non-standard, but allowed within iSpy, and I do it quite frequently, is I changed her to nab-paclitaxel because, you know, first of all, there is data from the German group that suggests that nab-paclitaxel may have some advantage in triple negative disease. It's not definitive data, but it's interesting, recently published. And secondly, you know, nab-paclitaxel at 100 milligrams per meter squared in the metastatic setting had much less neuropathy than we see with paclitaxel. And these were in patients, you know, in the Blum study that had previous paclitaxel. So they were at higher risk for peripheral neuropathy. So I did change her to nab-paclitaxel, and you know, although this is just an individual patient, she did very well with it.
Just curious, I've heard people anecdotally talk about having patients hold bags of frozen peas and stuff like that. Do you ever do that?
Well, so I'm not big on the frozen peas. And Charles Laprinzi at Mayo is really interested in using these, you know, cold, like bags of ice, you know, that people would hold. I don't think that the cooling, and he doesn't either now, think that the cooling is efficient enough. So you can actually buy gloves that you freeze. And it turns out that probably for this to work well, you have to have a frozen glove that you change if it warms up, and you can wear frozen booties, and it has to be closely applied. So it actually has some pressure. And we use that with scalp cooling. You know, we actually put the cap on, and it has, you know, you want it to really closely be opposed to the scalp. Same with the hands.